Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. It is time once again for the Old Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, CW. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to hit that bell on YouTube and get notified when new episodes go live. Like, subscribe, tell a friend about this 10-minute wrestling show. Today, we're talking about CM Punk and the legacy of wrestling. Old wrestlers hanging around, doing things. So, we're on the road to WrestleMania. WrestleMania is this weekend, and it's going to be exhausting. I have no idea what I'm going to do to get through it, but we will make it through. I think each night is like 4 hours worth of wrestling. I think wrestling what starts at 8 and is going to end at like midnight or something. It's going to be wild. But prior to that, everyone's doing media, obviously, and one outlet, the MMA Hour by Ariel Helwani, is taking wrestlers to task. And one wrestler was CM Punk. CM Punk has been the biggest talking point for WWE for quite a bit of time. Even when he's injured, he's the talking point. And I think WWE is like, look, we paid money to get CM Punk back. We're going to use CM Punk as much as possible. We're going to put him out in media. We're going to insert him into this world heavyweight title angle. We're going to put him on commentary. If he can't wrestle, he's going to talk. And he draws either way. And you can't deny that. The man pulls numbers, whether he's holding a mic or doing the GTS. It doesn't matter. So they put him out there to, you know, promote WrestleMania coming up. And Ariel got into it with him about his time at AEW and all the unpleasantness, as you would call it. And CM Punk, being the, you know, straight shooter that he is, he went in about what, you know, his side of the story for some of his stuff. And what it came down to was he doesn't believe AEW is a legitimate company. You know, he said if Tony Khan wants to keep pouring money into AEW, it'll always exist. And but outside of that, and I'm paraphrasing, or not even paraphrasing, I'm extrapolating. Basically, he's saying if Tony Khan ever decided, oh, I'm not going to pay for this anymore, there's not much AEW can do to remain afloat. I don't know how true that is. I don't know the numbers. Whatever the case may be, he didn't bury AEW at all. He just, as he put it, he was recounting the past. And in the same vein, he had that interview with Ariel Helwani. And then on the WWE YouTube channel, he did a WWE playback where he watched his 2011 match with Randy Orton. And if you go and watch that, I watched that video in full. It's like 8 minutes. You can see the joy in CM Punk being back in WWE. There's a glimmer in his eye sitting there talking to Randy Orton. These two veterans of the business, these two legends, these Hall of Famers, you know, having a therapy session about their pastimes, and you can see kind of the trajectory of their relationship and how chummy and buddy-buddy they are now. When you contrast that to how he was in AEW and how he was portrayed in, you know, interviews and stuff, it's night and day. And I was thinking, man, I've never been, you know, a CM Punk guy, but I am a dude that appreciates people living their dream and finding joy in the things that they do. And Punk has found that joy again. I feel like he's really having the time of his life. I think, again, I don't know the guy. I'm basing this off of interviews. I'm basing this off of, you know, videos WWE puts out. I watched another one where it was his Rumble video. He has like this 20-minute Rumble retrospective where they show him preparing for the Rumble and then post, you know, when he got hurt. Up until he was preparing for it, he was super excited. He saw Jade Cargill on the night of the Rumble, and he was just like, I'm super distracted. I can't hear your question. I want to go over there and say hi to Jade. And the guy goes, go ahead. So he sprints over and jumps the barricade to go hug this woman and say, I'm so happy to have you here. I'm so glad we're here. He keeps saying, I'm home, whatever. But it feels like the man has found his place. And I was thinking about like the legacy of professional wrestling and how certain wrestlers that we grow up with, or we, my generation grew up with, are now kind of out of the business. You know, they're not, you know, wrestling as much or at all. And a lot of that knowledge is being lost in that they're doing other things. They're having success outside of wrestling, but they have a unique perspective on the business that's not being transferred to the next generation. But CM Punk is one of those guys who can do that. And it seems like that's what he wants to do. He wants to be in NXT. He wants to be working with the young guys and gals who are coming up, the NIL talent. He wants to be working with Shawn Michaels. He's excited to be in gorilla position. He's excited to pick up the mic and talk. He's excited to work with the talent. At the end of that Randy Orton video, the playback video, Randy Orton stands up and they're like, "All right, man, give me a hug. I'm glad to have you back. Now let's go lead this locker room." And he's just, and Punk is like, "Yeah, let's go do it." He's super excited to just be doing the thing he loves in a place where there is structure, or I should say a structure that he's comfortable with. And it's this giant corporation where he gets to be slotted in and use his knowledge to, you know, help people coming up and also, you know, draw and make money and you know, put on a great product. And I can empathize with that. Like, you, what, the older you get, the skills you've attained, you want to either pass those on or continue to use them to make a difference. And CM Punk seems to be doing that. You know, I, like I said, I've said it multiple times, never been a CM Punk guy, but I'm enjoying his run in WWE. Even with the injury, the man picks up a mic and him and Drew and Seth are having this weird love triangle, and it's great. It's great television. And they're using CM Punk sparingly in terms of, you know, Raw appearances and whatnot, but he's going to be at WrestleMania. I guarantee you he'll be at WrestleMania both nights. He's going to draw money for them. And when that's done and he's, you know, still rehabbing, he'll be at NXT most likely. He'll probably be working with talent. And I think about all the old wrestlers, male and female, who could come back and continue to pass on that wrestling knowledge, that legacy. I mean, there's so many Attitude Era superstars in my eyes that are like, dude, if you were in NXT just molding minds and, you know, trying to find the protege and passing on knowledge to that person. I still think Undertaker needs to go to Damian Priest and take that dude under his wing and just let them work together and form something, do something, you know, or be in NXT and pass on that old school knowledge. Like, Undertaker is such a wealth of wrestling knowledge. Like, can you imagine if that dude was not only a producer, but like a trainer or something in WWE? I think the door is always open, and I think at some point maybe he will, but there's so many dudes. Austin, friggin', I mean, Al Snow's doing it in the indies. There's just so much talent out there that's just not passing on that talent. But you look at CM Punk and you're like, that guy is an indie legend. He ran WWE for a while. He went to the indies again. He came back, and now he's, I think he's ready to pass on that knowledge. And I just hope there's a lot more professional wrestlers out there who've, you know, taken their boots off, who will go back and do something, especially the ones who are not poised for Hollywood, right? Like, John Cena is another one where whenever he goes back, people are like, he gives such great advice. I bet when he's in a place where he's not doing so much Hollywood stuff, he might rotate back into WWE and be a producer or a trainer or something. But those dudes and you know, someone like Mickie James can come back, and Trish Stratus was there, and Lita was there. Like, when, if they can all just rotate back and just help mold professional wrestling is a machine. It'll never stop, but the best way to keep it going, I think, is to not lose those old school mentalities of professional wrestling. You know, slowing down storytelling, you know, working a match, working an angle, you know, working the crowd, all that stuff. That's knowledge you have to pass on to people. And I mean, we got Shawn Michaels there and we got Triple H doing it. But, you know, there's so many other people who can come in and do it too. Anyway, are you guys prepared for WrestleMania? Let me know in the comments. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. Hey, kids, you know I love you. And don't you ever forget.
I'm your friend, but if I ever see you in the ring, I can beat you. Don't you know? Yeah.